Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om agyanatimi vandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurunyumitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha nama shreshtam manamapi shakti putram atrasvarupam rupam tasya agajamurupurim maturim burshtagatim Radha kundam girivaramaho radhika madhavasham prapto yasya pratita kripaya shri gurum tam ratosu. Vandeham shri guru shri yatav padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavascha shri rupam sahajatam sahagana raghunatam vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitam Sra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm very happy to speak on Sri Vishnu Sahasranam here in Sri Rangam at the temple of Jagannath Subhadra and Baladev. The deities here are said to have been fashioned personally by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And we have no reason to disbelieve that. We don't find any record of it in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which briefly summarizes Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tour of South India, including his sojourn here at Sri Rangam. We can understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling. Every moment he was outside of Puri, he was feeling great separation from Jagannath, Subhadra and Baladev. And as he undertook to stay for 4 months during the Chaturmasya here at Sri Rangam, he fashioned a deity and worshipped Jagannath Subhadra Baladev. This temple may have been established later. Definitely the present structure is not 500 years old. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying here at Sri Rangam, just opposite actually at the house of Gopa, the house which is connected with Gopa Bhatta, he must have heard daily the chanting of Vishnu Sahasranam. It was a daily affair for brahmanas until a short time ago. The culture is breaking down everywhere, which is just the opposite of the meaning of the name I'm going to speak on now. Name 670 of Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, Brahma Vivardhanaha. Brahma has various meanings. That which is spiritual, that which is everything. God. And Vivardhanaha, the growth. Vivardhana. Vardhana means growth, expansion. And Vi is an intensifier. So the name is he who makes dharma grow, who nourishes dharma, who is the life of dharma. Parashara Bhatta, he takes dharma. Brahma here to mean tapas. That's already been explained, that tapas is one of the meanings of Brahma. So the very inspiration to perform tapasya comes from him. The whole creation itself comes from tapasya. So if we take the jagat, the universe, or this Brahmanda to be to be Brahma. Then this came into being by tapas, which was, that was the instruction imparted by Vishnu to Brahma, the creator of this universe, to undergo tapasya, to perform this universe. So he inspired that, and he inspires anyone who takes to tapasya, that is by the inspiration of Vishnu. Specifically here we're talking about tapasya for the sake of spiritual advancement, because this whole material world is running on the principle of sensual indulgence, sense gratification. So the idea, let me become detached from that. Let me not indulge in sense enjoyment. Let me restrain the senses. So that inspiration comes from Vishnu, and he gives the results of that also. The inspiration comes from Vishnu. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtah matasmriti jnanam apohanam cha. He's in everyone's heart. He gives knowledge, remembrance, forgetfulness. He is within everyone's heart. He is upadrashtanumanta cha. He sees what's in our heart. So if he sees within the heart the desire for spiritual life, then he will inspire also apathy toward material enjoyment. And he'll give the inspiration. We want to go forward in spiritual life. That's why we ourselves can know in our endeavors in spiritual life, if we're inclined toward material enjoyment, if we find ourselves desiring so many things, then we can understand that we're not making spiritual advancement. We're not on the proper path. So the more we undergo tapasya, the more we'll grow in spiritual life. Tapasya can be understood very broadly. Generally, it's understood to mean the severe austerities undergone by sages as related in Shastra. For instance, we find in the 10th canto, Drona and Dhara, in a previous life, they underwent austerities, and later on, they were able to become the parents of Lord Vishnu because of their devotional austerities. So, although it's very difficult for us, for anyone to resist the material energy, he helps persons who want to advance in spiritual life. It's very difficult to overcome the attraction of Maya. Daivi hi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite maya meta. So, although it's very difficult to overcome the pushings of Maya, by his grace, if we take shelter of him, then that Brahma, that inclination towards spiritual life, he nourishes that. He helps us to grow. So again, if we think, or if we observe that, yeah, it seems I'm making some spiritual progress, but we should think that it's all by mercy, Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy is received through the gurus and the Vaishnavas. We should think, and actually it's a fact, that we are simply dependent on his mercy for our spiritual advancement, for everything. Now, just before starting this little talk, I gave an introduction. I was talking about how he is the one. I was saying how in Kali Yuga everything is deteriorating, giving the example that right here in Sri Rangam, the sound of Vedic mantras would be resounding practically continuously. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was here, he must have heard the Vedic mantras being recited continuously. Now you don't hear it. Hardly. So I gave the example that I said that in this Kali Yuga, everything is deteriorating. So that even in a great holy place like this, the pomp with which the Lord is served has decreased greatly. The number of people who are engaged in the daily service of the Lord has decreased. There's all kinds of signs all over the place that dharma is decreasing, not increasing. So how does this name, Brahma Vivardhana, fit with the present situation in the world today? Well, of course, there is a Kali Yuga. In every cycle of four yugas, the Kali Yuga is there. And Kali Yuga is especially meant for, it's a time when persons who are sinfully inclined, they get their human birth. After many, many births, they get a human birth. And for those who are sinful by nature from previous lives, particularly sinful, they get born in Kali Yuga. Of course, there are some very saintly people born in Kali Yuga also. But it's a time when sinfulness increases, which means that dharma, the practice of dharma, decreases. That's the very nature of Kali Yuga. Krishna arranges that because it's the desires of the living beings to become degraded. Krishna arranges the material world for those who are degraded. And if he didn't intervene, it would just be totally degraded. Unless Krishna was kind enough to come to this world and send his representatives and give the Vedas, unless he was kind enough to do that, then it would just be complete darkness and blackness, and the whole universe would be just like hell, totally. There wouldn't be any division of the 14 planetary systems. There'd only be hell with sin, people committing sinful activities and suffering the results. There would be no hope of any uplift. So Krishna very kindly comes and by his very presence purifies the universe, and he encourages people who have some modicum of spiritual desire to nourish that and nurture that and go forward, and he helps them to come up. But there are different times for different people, just like in nature there are different seasons of the year. There's winter, there's summer, here in India there's the cold season, the hot season, and the rainy season. And in Tamil Nadu there's the hot season and the very hot season, and sometimes there's a little rain here and there. Due to Kali Yuga, even the balance of the seasons, it is lost. Here there used to be, especially in this Tamil Nadu, there used to be two rainy seasons, two monsoons. Now there's hardly even one.
And no rainy season in Vrindavan.
No, it didn't happen this year?
Just two times.
Really? Oh, that's very bad. No rain. That's a sign of sinfulness when there's no rain. Too much rain and not enough rain. It's all a sign of sinfulness. So Krishna arranges that. People who want to live sinfully, they have this Kali Yuga. But he also gives the opportunity in Kali Yuga. This name Brahma Vivardhana is more applicable, because in Kali Yuga, if we do... Really, the term svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat, this is that even a little practice of dharma will protect us from the greatest fear. In Kali Yuga, when we're hardly capable of performing any tapasya, when we're so far away from dharma, then just a little effort in dharma will give a great result. And especially in this Kali Yuga, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Iva Kevalam. Kalo Nasjeva, Nasjeva, Gatiranyata. Simply by chanting the name of Krishna, one gets the results that people in previous ages could only get with great endeavor. So that's Krishna's great mercy, that we can, even in this Kali Yuga, where everything is against spiritual advancement, it's even, what to speak of spiritual advancement, even materially to live is very, very difficult. Everything is very, very difficult in this Kali Yuga, but Krishna very mercifully makes spiritual advancement very quick by chanting his names. Now, the name Brahma Vivardhana, another way this can be taken. Oh, in this regard, yeah, okay, I'll get back to that. Another way that this can be taken is that Vivardhana. Growth. Growth means there is a spiritual basis. As Srila Prabhupada often gave the example, what is the difference between a baby who is born dead, stillborn baby, and a baby who is born alive? The chemical constituent is the same, but because spirit is within one and not within the other, then the living baby grows. The dead baby doesn't grow. So where we see growth, that means there is spirit there. And even if we say growth of an organization, or growth of an idea, Krishna orchestrates everything within the universe. So anything that grows, that means Krishna is there. Even something bad. The Nazi party in Germany in the 1930s grew, and its influence spread widely by war. That also, Krishna, he doesn't want that, but it's not possible without his sanction. Upadrashtanu mantacha. He allows that to happen, and he even affects it. He affects people to indulge in their sinful desires and other sinful people to get their sinful reactions via the agency of sinful people. So Krishna, he is that spirit that is behind all kinds of growth. But in Gita we also find Grasishnu Prabhavishnu cha. Krishna devours and develops. So Srishti Stithi Pralay. Creation, maintenance and destruction come from him. The Janmadyasya Yataha, yesterday I was speaking. Everything comes from him. But when we see growth, when we see maintenance, when we say destruction, we should see Krishna. And there's nothing but growth, maintenance, and destruction. Of course, we can, the Shadavikar, six stages in which things go through. There's birth, growth, maintenance, production of byproducts, dwindling, and death. But if we can reduce that to three, which is growth, maintenance, and destruction. So he's there in all of it. Then why do we emphasize the growth? Why say Brahma Vivardhana? Well, there's also, he is Vivardhana and he is Vinashana. He is the cause of destruction also. And this particular name emphasizes on growth. And it's also very helpful for us to understand that if we see any growth, it's his hand is there. If we get a big position, if we grow in that sense, we can know that is because of Krishna. It's not because of me. I'm so great. Therefore, we should always know it's Him. We can see Krishna. We can see Krishna. You see here, there's a neem tree just outside here. Looks like a neem tree. Is it a neem tree? Yeah. So, you've seen the neem seed. Neem seed is the neem fruit and then the neem seed. It's small, hard, like a little ball. The neem fruit falls down and the crow eats the fruit. And then you see the little neem seed. And so from that little seed comes a great tree. How is that possible? Well, the scientists may explain it in various ways. But we understand it's a miracle every time. It's a great miracle how this little seed gives growth to a great tree. And although we see it happening all the time, so we don't think it's a miracle, but actually it is. That's made possible by Krishna. So wherever we see growth, we know that is Krishna. Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan. He gives this name Brahma Vivardhana to mean that he encourages the Brahmanas in their practice of austerity for the attainment of spiritual perfection. It's he who encourages them on. So he does so via other Brahmanas, by the Vedic injunctions, and within their heart. In this connection, Baladev Vidyabhushan quotes the Vedic explanation of what is austerity. Tapasri Hari Kirtanam. The best austerity is Hari Kirtan. So Brahma Vivardhana, in this Kali Yuga especially, we can increase this spiritual content of the world in this dark Kali Yuga by Hari Kirtan, just like this little talk here. This is also Hari Kirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described the first verse of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Ajanu lambita bhujo kanakava dato sankirtanaika pitaro kamalayataksho vishvambharo dvijavaro yugadharma palo vande jagat priyakaro karunavataro. He is described as, he and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda are described in this verse. That they are, their arms are so long that they reach down to their knees. Ajana Lambaja, they're of golden countenance. They are the only fathers of Sankirtan. They give rise to Sankirtan. Sankirtanaika Pitaro. Their eyes are just like lotuses. They are the maintainers of the world. Vishvambharo, they're the best of the Brahmanas. Vishvambharo Dvijavaro, they are the maintainers or protectors of the Yuga Dharma of Sankirtan. So we offer obeisance. Vande Jagat Priyakaro, those who make the whole world dear, or those who are dear to the world, and most merciful avatars. So they Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they are the protectors, the sustainers, the nourishers, the propagators, the instigators of the Sankirtan movement. And in this way, they increase Brahma. Brahma also means spiritual sounds. So the spiritual sound of Hare Krishna mantras, they increase that. Even though the chanting of the Vedic mantras, that gives all auspiciousness to the world, but that is practically dead. Here in India, here in the Tamil land, that was the all over India, the Vedic sounds used to resound. Now they're not heard at all. Hardly. We hear the sounds of motorbikes and auto rickshaws. We don't hear the sound of the Vedas. But the chanting of Hare Krishna, this Hare Krishna mantra inaugurated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that expands auspiciousness everywhere. Although the Vedic sounds are not resounded, the essence of all Vedic sounds, the Hare Krishna mantra, is going on. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas chakita asindubhya vichapaditanam paradibhya vaishnavindam. Hare Krishna.